Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language. Stole again. Who stole the soul from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow. Made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave block. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots. Leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach staying or not. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are the help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Ava's, Ta-Nehisi, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes, we refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin, we write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is and wait and wait and where he come from. And where he come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's feet that we travel at? Endangered in our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project fold, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties. Invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights us. Fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars. Maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We want to sit there to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where he come from? And where he come from?
We know everybody's a black American story. 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 American story.
Woo! We're back. Yeah, we're back, we're back, we're back. Welcome to Dazzle's World, the international radio show. Yeah, y'all heard what I just said. The international radio show. Well, I'm your host, Dazzle Wims, the celebrity media king. Man, this show, like every show, is going to be bananas. But before we get into the show, right, I got to introduce my sis, my publicist, my business partner, the celebrity media queen, Belinda Driver James. She's up in his house. What's up, Belinda?
Hey, everyone. It's Monday. It's September 11th, 2017. A lot is going on in the world today, but we're here. So, hello, everyone. Hello, Jazzo. Good to be back in Jazzo's world again.
That's a groovy thing. That's a groovy thing. Oh, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. You know, I kind of relaxed this weekend. Of course, I go to the gym, but it's time for fall cleaning. It's time to change the curtains to the, you know, I never used to change my curtains. My curtains stayed up all year round because I got the perfect match. But now I got some new information this summer, and I realized change your curtains for the fall. You have your fall curtains. You have your winter curtains. You have your spring and summer curtains. But I have a lot of windows, so that's not happening. So we're going to do maybe twice a year. So twice a year, go change the curtains from summer nice year curtains to fall winter curtains. Keep the house warm.
Okay.
I also did some bathing suit shopping. This is the best time to get bathing suits. Nice bathing suits. You know, my daughter, she's only 15, and she doesn't really wear those sexy, you know, bathing suits that shows a little to nothing. And we could not find one. And she found one. It was a Calvin Klein bathing suit. Fit her perfectly. It was $79. What? $79 for a bathing suit? I don't think so. So anyway, I went bathing suit shopping this weekend, and that same bathing suit was $27.99. We got a Calvin Klein bathing suit. Worth $79, but we got it for $27.99. And, you know, to buy a bathing suit for that much money is not really the problem. The problem is when stores sell it for $79 in June and in July, it's $27.99. See, way back when, you had to wait at least 7-8 months before something went on sale. So you went ahead and just bought it retail. But nowadays, that's not the case. So that would have hurt me to my heart to spend $79.99, and now it's $27.99. How was your weekend?
mine's groovy as always. Just getting ready for February, the Black Diamond at the Afro American Museum. I'm getting a lot of models. Our radio show was going crazy. We're getting a lot of foreign fans, so that's kind of crazy. But I'm loving it. You know what I mean? That's how we got international. So that's been happening. And my sister came home yesterday from the hospital, and everything went well. She had surgery, and everything went well. She's chilling the most. So that was a blessing. I'm up this way to get into making crazy shows and doing what we do best, you know, because this show is blowing up. We're blowing up. This is definitely our year, as you said in the beginning of the year. I did not expect it. We got 5 more weeks, and we'll be 1 year. It'd be our first 1 year anniversary of going Dazzle's World, so we doing it big here.
That's great. Well, you know, before we start the show, too, I want to, or continue with the show, I want to make sure that we send our condolences out to the families of 9/11. I mean, today every channel had 9/11, and every year we have to relive the pain of losing, you know, a friend or a family member. And it's just really hard, and you can see the tears still coming on the faces of some of the people today as they mentioned, you know, announced everyone's name, and it feels like it's probably just yesterday. And on the other hand, I know there's some people that are thanking their lucky stars that they didn't go to work that day. So
yeah.
I know there's a lot of, miracle stories. I mean, one was a little boy had to go to kindergarten, and he wanted his father to take him. And he carried on so bad that the mother said, please take him. And thank God he did, because his father would have been in that building that day. So I know there are a lot of stories like that, you know, that happened. But our condolences go out to the families, 9/11, and our prayers go out to those in Florida, Texas, Cuba, because Puerto Rico, and any place that was in the path of Mother Nature, she just showed her butt off this weekend, you know? And
yeah,
a scary thing. Yeah, you know what's really scary? That there's more water than land on this earth. I mean, that's scary. I can't swim. I think I'm going to learn to swim this year.
That's why it's scary. I swim like a fish, so I'm like, oh. you better go to the YMCA. You just get down back, player.
That's just where I'm going. The YMCA has swim lessons. My daughter doesn't swim either. We are going to learn how to swim. You know, it's almost feeling like a modern-day Noah's Ark, you know? Maybe God is cleaning the earth. And, you know, providing people with new homes. You know, the funny thing about it is you can't tell God how to give you something. Imagine if you had prayed to God that you needed a new home because the one you have is falling apart. And here comes Mother Nature. Whoop! Now you don't have a home. Now the government and insurance is going to build you the new home that you asked for.
Well, he never gives it to you when you want it, but he always right on time.
It's like, I didn't tell you to wipe my home. If this is the only way I was going to get a new home, I think I would have rethought asking you for a new home.
Ain't nothing in life is easy, so if it ain't that easy, why would you want it? He going to teach you a lesson. The whole aspect, God teach you a lesson when you ask for it. Believe me. Like you said, you told me pray for a wifey. I've been, now it's like bananas. I'm like, hold on. Now it's too many. Really? Like, it's not working for me. I'm just over here like, wow.
So you're praying for a wife, and you got a lot of prospective wifeies, and you don't know which one to pick, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of water, I have 6 reasons why you should drink water first thing in the morning before you do anything. Jazz, you drink water in the morning before you do anything? I think we lost him. Or did he lose me?
Yeah. I'm back. We had some technical difficulties, as you can hear.
Oh, my God. See, just because I'm talking about Mother Nature, now she's going to try to get back at me, you know, and do that. That's that nice Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Good here.
Well, right now, we got one of the guests is here with us right now. King Jules doing big things in Delaware. But ironically enough, he's my god brother. And oh god brother. And our he's also the son of the fourth queen.
What's
crazy?
What's going on, bro?
What's up?
Thank you. How you doing?
Good. So we hear you doing big things. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a show coming up Wednesday down in Dover at Allure. Club down there. I actually just released a line of shirts and hats called GSO, stands for Gangsta Shit Only, but it's not just for, you know, the use of the streets.
Hold on, bro. Because we're hearing a lot of background noise. We can't hear you. So
I'm in the living room. You know I'm a family man. So I'm going to go in front of I just released a line of shirts and hats. That's GSO, stands for Gangsta Shit Only. But it's not just for, you know, your average street person. It's for anybody that steps up and assumes responsibility, you know, for their actions or taking care of their families, going to work every day, you know, running your own business, whatever it is that you do.
That's hot. I like that. Say it again. Say the name one more time.
GSO, Gangsta Shit Only.
That name. No, I know there's a story behind that name, so let's hear it.
Yeah, I've been through a lot of things in my life. You know, Jazzo can tell you off of the air, or, you know, me and you can meet and I give you a spill off the air. But I've been through a lot of things in my life, and I realize, you know, through life, a lot of people come in and out of your life, you know what I'm saying? But only the gangsters remain. And there's been family that I had to cut off because they wasn't doing right by me or they wasn't doing right for themselves in general. And I can't be with somebody that's going to willingly put me in harm's way or not help me to succeed in life the way that I should be and just be content with just being a bum, basically. So I surround myself with people that's willing to learn new things, that's willing to try stuff that's outside of the box, you know what I'm saying, that's helping out in the community or people that's just driven to do something with themselves other than just sit around and look stupid all day long. I could do that by myself.
Yeah, like me, right? I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to say it while I was in my head.
Yeah, and then, you know, growing up, you know, my mom was my everything. You know, my dad wasn't really around like that, so it was just my mom and my brothers and my sister. So watching them, you know, do their things and making their little mistakes in life or whatever, and then me, you know, following in them footsteps, the real OGs out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll tell you, I can't have no dummy hanging around me. And that's one thing, you know, that I learned from them that stuck with me. You can't have nobody that's illiterate around you to help you do better. Somebody smart has to teach you something, or somebody that's been through something has to teach you something. As long as they learn from it, then you can move forward. But if you watch all the old mafia movies and all the old gangster movies, gangsters took care of their family. Gangsters didn't leave their families out here messed up. So I kind of adopted that method.
Yeah, true indeed. That is so true. Because if you do watch any of them pictures, they always took care of their family. They took care of their community. And any picture you watch, they always was in church with their mom on Sunday. True indeed.
Yeah, they might have been hellacious out here in these streets, but when it came down to the core, to the things that really meant the most to them, they made sure they protected it by any means necessary.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, when I was hanging out with Tracy Morgan, he went, you know, back around the way in Brooklyn, he's from Brooklyn, and you know, some guys was in the car, it was five of them, and they asked him, you know, if he wanted to buy some weed. And, you know, Tracy said, nah, I don't do that anymore. And he said, you know, the bad thing about it is, it's five brains in that car, and that's the only thing they can think to do to uplift themselves is just between all of them. That's all you're wanting to do in life. It's just so weird. That's it.
I really didn't want to go.
You have to make sure, you know, who are you surrounding yourself around, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
So, look, you got a lot of company around you. We want to give a shout-out to the whole family.
I'm sitting outside, man.
You better tell them you live on the radio, boy. You international. That's a good thing, though, because everybody, I hear them giving you love as they walk around you. So that's excellent.
Yeah.
You still look great doing community work.
Look, Jazz, I know he's family, but put him on the spot. He talk about he's going to be performing somewhere. Make him sing something or rap or whatever he does. Go ahead. Put him on the spot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you already know what it is. Look, you on Jazzle World International Radio Show live. So we want a live performance from you right now.
Okay. Y'all ready?
Okay.
Yeah, we ready. All right.
Come on, Pete.
Show
us why they call you the king.
I just need a peace of mind. They try and get a peace of mind. Mozzarella on the bread, dripping sauce, pizza time. Talking about a calm young man until it's reaper time. 6 feet gripping the dirt under these feet of mine. Trying to see a ray of sunshine, but it's hard to picture. Demons all inside of me reaching. So I read a scripture. Mama raised a brave young soul. My brothers know the difference. Caught me when it's beef I'm cooking. I don't ask forgiveness. I don't play the streets that much. Well, not no more. Integrity and loyalty gone. So what I'm out here for? Got a 9-to-5 every day, so I don't need a score. Learned a hard lesson in life, and I don't need no balls. Talking about a check, I run it up. That's Rocky Brown, a couple bad and bougies in the tuck. I'ma knock them down. My sister told me, bro, you gotta chill. I put the chopper down, sitting on the throne like I'm home. Who gonna knock me down?
Yeah. That was hot.
All right.
You hear that?
Let me ask you something. Would you ever consider going on one of those competition shows? Like, now they have one called Signed, and I think Dream is one of the producers, and two other, I can't think of them right now. Would you ever go on a show like that to compete for a spot to get a record deal?
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Look, Belinda, that might be something we gotta work. We gotta work on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get all these hot artists on here. We gonna have to get with one of the producers of the show and make that happen for us.
Yeah, because the one that's on there now, I mean, you're just as good, if not a little better, than them. So, hey. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate
definitely. That. Yeah, so keep up the good work. Definitely.
Yeah. I like the rhyme you did. It sounds like something I taught you.
Yo, you're crazy.
Yo, I'm loving it. Oh, but guess what? Right now, for everybody that's tuning in, we got King Jules from In the New Circle Records on, of course, with this lovely media queen. But one of your friends wanted to say hello to you. You hear King Jules? One of your friends wanted to say hello to you.
Hi.
Did you hear me?
Hello,
King Jules. This is your boy, Bobby Blaze. Oh, yeah. How you doing? Yeah, I heard the room you just did. He was off the hook, I tell you. He was off the hook. You got kind of English, I see, mate.
Yo,
what's good with you?
What's going on, Bobby Blaze? What's up, man?
Yeah, mate. I'm just chilling, you know. I'm listening to Jazzo as well. You got Belinda James on here. You got Jazzo Williams. You know, I just really love this show. Yeah, I was on here the other week, you missed it, dude. Your mom's was on here. She's the poetry queen now. I like that, yo. She did a freestyle poem on here. That was banging. It was bananas, I tell you. It's off
hey,
the hook.
Man, that's who I get it from.
I know. But, yo, I can't stay so long. Just wanted to give you a shout-out. You know what I mean? Shout-out to Jules, King Jules, I should say, in England. We're going to rock, and I'll get with y'all guys back.
All right, Bob.
Hey, Bobby, thank you for being on the show, dog. Thank you. Yo, I wouldn't expect him to call in, but, hey, he did, so it is what it is. I think you got somebody else. I think you got somebody else. Hold on.
Bobby believes in calling
you. Huh?
I said I wasn't expecting Bobby Blaze to call either.
You got another caller. Hold on.
All right. Come on. You tuned in now.
God damn it, Jules. I'm tired of your bullshit. You still owe me 50 cents. You better come to the first door on Governor Prince before you give my damn 50 cents. You got some good rap again, but that's kind of bull. Me and Huffman are still waiting for our CDs. I don't give a damn what you're talking about. Poor rapper. I don't care if you're rapping. You're rapping, you got my 50 cents. You better bring my 50 cents to me. I'm like, yo, dude, you call for that? I don't care, Josh, but you owe me 50 cents. Hey, calm down, dude. I'm about to, you gotta go. I don't give a damn. Give me my 50 cents. Ah, you out of here. See, you got all, yo, man, I think you're international now. You got people calling from all over trying to talk to you. This is a good thing. I think you got somebody else. Hold on. This is crazy, man.
You really
yo, King Jules, he even got crazy on here. Hold on, you got somebody, you got two other people that want to talk to you. Let me see. Hello, is this the poetry queen?
How you doing there?
Is the poetry queen in the south?
Hey, what's up, Mom?
Hello. What's up, King Jules?
Oh, man, we got the poetry queen on. Welcome to the family also.
I heard your whole interview. But first, I need to say good evening to the celebrity king and queen.
Yes, hi.
Hi, baby. Yes. I'm just glad to be on this royal scene with you guys.
Thanks for
calling in. Hotter and hotter. You know what I mean? But guess what?
Yeah,
because
you've been in our suite, right?
I brought somebody along with me that wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
Oh. Who's this, King Jules? This is Maddie. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Maddie?
You know, I like the young boys. Aww. And I thought I'd call in and see what was going on in your world. So you still rapping, huh?
Lit.
You still rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, I got something you can rap. I'm just saying. You know, I prayed about a man like you. You know what I mean? Now I lay me down to sleep. I wish I had King Jules for Keith. If he lies up underneath my bed, I pray he heard every word I said. If he decides to come up top, I'm going to rock him. Why your mom trying to snatch the fuck? Never mind. I'll talk to you when you get home.
See, that's why I'm taking her with. That's exactly why I'm taking her with. She don't know how to act.
Yo.
Well, how you been doing, Miss Belinda? How you been doing, baby?
I've been doing fine. I wanted to ask King before he leaves any advice to those that's following in his footsteps as an artist.
Yeah, just don't give up, man. It's hard. It's very frustrating. You're going to have a lot of losses before you ever get some wins. Just keep going at it, man. Just keep practicing. Keep doing the little showcases that pop up You know what I mean? Something will work out for you. But you're going to be your own worst enemy. And when I say that, if you don't push yourself, ain't nobody else going to push you. You know what I'm saying? You'll have a few people that will support what you do. But ultimately, it's up to you to keep going, even when others stop believing in you or stop pushing you or stop supporting you. You got to sell yourself to make people want to be a part of what you're doing. So just keep grinding, man. And don't stop.
Okay, thank you. That was excellent, actually. Excellent.
Yeah, definitely.
Jazzo? Mm-hmm.
But this is what we're going to do right now. We got the Entertainment Queen on, Tuesday Thomas, and we want to introduce her. Then right back, we're going to take a break and come back. Finish talking to King Jules, the poetry queen, and also we have another guest that's going to come on here, the CEO of Ink Records, Mr. Baby Boy, which is Big Brother. So we got it's a family affair tonight. But right now, let us talk to Tuesday. Entertainment Queen. What's up, Tuesday? What's good with you, baby girl?
What's up? We are Dazzles World, everybody. What's up? Thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out, you know, the Media Queen and the Media King. How y'all doing? All our
hey,
guests
we doing
today.
Great.
Good.
How you doing? I'm
dear?
Excited. New co-host, Glam Squad. Although I can't wait to actually entertain you guys. But Dazzle, I've been having a busy weekend. I ain't gonna lie, a lot of clients, a lot of people coming at me. So I'm excited.
Just give us a couple names for us.
I'll tell the world. So I just got acquainted with VH1. Actually, let me not affiliate that person with that. But The Wire's very own Snoop, she just got added to the clientele. Also, oh. Superstar Jay. So I'm kind of hyped right now. I'm kind of hyped. I got some big names behind me. I don't want to
okay.
give them too much.
That's the
and,
Congrats.
I guess that'll be on later. You'll find out. He's a comedian. So can't wait to work with
okay.
these guys. Yeah,
well,
we're moving. We're shaking and baking. With this Dazzle
hey.
Work. Come on. We got to do what we do. It's the team.
Yo, we
team
do.
Effort.
We want it big, you know.
Shout out to the listeners. All right. Y'all going to hear me later. So, Dazzle, back to you.
All right. True indeed. For everybody tuning in to Dazzle's World International Radio Show, we definitely want to thank you guys for showing us so much love. Right now, I'm going to go here. I got a couple people I want to shout out. As far as on Instagram, we've been really picking up a lot of mad numbers, right? And Miss Elizabeth she does hair up in London. She's giving us some love here up on Instagram. Bounce's dance vocals and drama is a competition. So they gave us love here on Instagram. I'm going down. Ironically, our glam queen, Pamela Bronson, that showed us some love up in here. We got Miss Jean Banks Jr. If anybody knows, Jean Banks was a basketball player. He's one of the Hall of Fame legends that's out of Philadelphia back in the 80s. He was in the industry. His son, which is one of my young bulls, he's doing some big things. Just gave us some love up in here. We have Rashida Adams. She's a motivational speaker. Then gave us some love. Then we got Jessica, a master stylist. Then gave us, and that's in Volcaya, British Columbia. So, shout out to Jessica Pearson. Yo, this is crazy, yo. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Luxury car post out of L.A. Get them a shout out. And we have one more. Hold on. EMIJ Music, Coast to Coast Live. Shout out to him. And also, we still have Linda in China. Shout out, Linda. Sarah C. told us, yo, keep up the good work. Shout out to Sarah. She's in Australia. And we want to give a shout out to everybody here in the States. Of course, we got Delaware, from Wilmington, Newcastle, Dover, Philly, Southwest Philly, West Philly, North Philly, South Philly, Queens, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Harlem, Long Island, my family, 196th Street, Linden Boulevard, and we got Jersey. We can't forget Washington, D.C., the internet in Washington, D.C. Shouts out to you. Hey, thanks for the good loving and sports. Right now, we're just going to go, since we're so worldly with King Jules, he got all these people calling all over the world for him. We're going to do something a little crazy and play Snoop Doggy Dog is a Doggy Dog World. And when we come back, we're going to finish talking to King Jules, the Poetry Queen, and we're going to talk to the CEO of Inc., where Inc. Records, Mr. Baby Boy. All right? Right here on Dazzle's World, international radio show. Y'all remember that word, international, all right?
We'd like to welcome y'all to the fabulous Carolina West. I own this motherfucker, and my name is Tata. Y'all niggas know who I am, y'all niggas tan up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Doggy Dogg, the Dog Pound, and the fabulous Dramatics.
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow. But it ain't no thing to see my nigga Coolio put me up on the game when I step through the hill.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive, using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt, seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack paddywhack, I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Why? Hit 'em up, get 'em up, split 'em up now. Tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollars come in ozones. Known for the break off, so take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I rode you a joint? You's a flea, and I'm the big dog. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all niggas better recognize and see where I'm coming from. It's still east side till I die. Why X? Why? As the world keeps spinning to the D-O-double-G. Why? Well, if you give me 10 bitches, then I'll fuck all 10. See my homie Snoop Dogg sipping juice and gin. Don't slip, I'm for the set trip to get paper. Styles vary, packing flavor like lifesavers. Ain't that something? Talk shit and I'm dumping. I had your whole fucking block bumping. Don't sweat, but check the technique. I'm unique like China. You never find a bomberama than this nigga behind you. So peekaboo, clear the way, I'm coming through. 1, 2, 3, you can't see me. I'm a G like that, strapped with hit hard tactics. A fucking menace using hoes like tennis rackets. It's on again, it's on and popping. All I see is green, so there ain't no stopping. I wanna see some panties dropping. I'm coming from LA. She used to chill with Dre up in Compton. I'm dishing out blues, I'm upsetting like bad news. Cut off khakis, French braids, and house shoes. Corrupt the name, so I'm off for catching slugs. And I smoke weed for the fuck of it. Rough and rugged shit. It's unexplanatory how I get wicked, but it's mandatory that I kick it. Check it, I'm running hoes in 94. Now must approve it, hoes call me Sugar Ray. But the way I be sticking and moving, prepare for a woe with some. I'm headhunting, hit the button to light shit up like Red Jones. Peep the massacre from a verbal assassin. Murdering with rhyme, packing Tech 9 for some action. You really don't know, do you? You fucking with a hog, you can't do me. I'm going out loony like Oak Dog.
It's your world. It's your world. The dog pound rocks the party
all night long.
Uh-huh. Till we
the early morning.
It don't stop and it don't quit for up. The dog pound click to drop the cabbie dope.
Jiggity
pads out of the motherfucking cup once more. So grab a seat and grab your gin to juice and check up the fluff. I flip flop and serve hoes with the fat dick. Till I die, I'm still screaming that.
Bitches ain't shit.
Now I'm the Mac Daddy, Hattie. Not known about the city where I'm from. Dumb diddy dumb as your groove to the gangsta shit. The D O double G, the P O U and D, the gangsta click.
Now as the pound break it down with the gangsta funk. I could see and I could tell us what the fuck you want. So I blaze up the chronic so I can get high. I promise I'll smoke chronic till the day that I die.
It's a dog, it's a dog.
Y'all heard that. Mm-hmm. I know you heard it. Right here on Jazzo's World is a doggy dog world. Well, for you guys that's tuning in, we just had Mr. King Jules in the house, his mom, which is the poetry queen. And we're about to bring, ironically enough, his brother, CEO of Inkware. This is the Celebrity Media King. The Celebrity Media Queen and the Entertainment Queen, Belinda Charter James and Tuesday Thomas. We're in the his house doing big things here on Jazzo's World.
Hello.
Oh. Alrighty, alrighty. Well, right now we're gonna bring in the CEO of In a New Circle Records and also Inkware, Baby Boy. Hello, hello, hello. Is this Baby Boy?
Yes, it is. How everybody's doing? Good evening.
What's happening,
yeah,
bro?
Thanks for being on the show. Welcome.
Hold up, y'all. I don't mean to cut off nobody's wisdom. Did y'all hear how he said that? He came on here like he Russell Simmons. Hey, how y'all doing? Man, you better be like, what's up? What's up? What's up?
You know he's too cool for school, man.
Yeah, he came on all bougie. Well, he came on all bougie, like, yeah, top of the day to you. I'm over here drinking tea.
That's really cool, man.
I have to give a big shout out to your whole movement, Jazzo, and the Media Queen. I've been listening lately, you know, in the background. Y'all doing a real good job.
Thanks. I'm trying. We trying. We all trying. We all came together like a united force. So, and now we got mom is on the team too. So,
yeah, I heard. I missed that episode, but you know, I do want to touch on a few things that King Jules was talking about, and that's, you know, being persistent and pushing. You know what I mean? Everything ain't gonna happen all at once. You know, everybody say it's a story behind every rise. You know what I mean? And a lot of people talk about they want to be like other people. But if they knew the backstory of some of them people, they wouldn't wish they were them. You know what I mean? Because it was a struggle to get where they can be. You know what I mean? At this point, you know, it's a struggle. But as a team, we making it happen, man. It ain't one man bigger than the other. It's just everybody plays their part for what they got to do and what their position is. You know what I mean? So that's why our team works well the way that it does.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
How do you deal with people that you feel may just be along for the ride and they're not pulling their weight? Do you have any of those people around you or used to?
Oh, we had a whole bunch of them. We honestly had a whole bunch of them, man. Like my brother said, he got a story to tell. You know what I mean? I got a story to tell. And our stories are very, very, very much similar. It just happened at different times in our lives. But that's what brung us to the point of Inner New Circle. And Inner New Circle is more of a brother bond. And then other people started chiming into what we got going on versus, you know what I mean, with other people seen from the outside, because they didn't actually know what built this bond the way that it is, you know what I mean? And inside of it, it's a structure that works well with each other and helps propel the business the way that it's propelling. So to answer your question, to make a long story short, we've done cut so many people. I want to say it's almost been about 10 people that's been cut. Am I correct on that, Jules?
Sometimes you feel you got to keep those people around, because now they got an attitude with you now, because you think you big time, and now you're cutting them off, and now they want to come back and try to destroy stuff. You know, how do you just, you know, stay grounded?
You can answer that, bro.
Hey, man, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
Right. That's the answer right there.
Word.
Well, them type people.
Once you figure out who good for you and who bad for you, and you cut them off, you know what I'm saying, then they true feelings come out. If they really, really rock with you, and, you know, it could just be an honest mistake. You cut somebody off, and they still helping you, and they still doing this, and they still doing that, even though they know they're not a part of the team no more. Them the kind of people you want to keep around. Now, the person that you cut off, you know what I'm saying, and they start backbiting you and saying this and saying that, they was never for you from the rest. And sometimes you got to test people's loyalty, you know what I'm saying, because it's not the same no more. So sometimes you might just put something out there just to see who's going to bring it back. Get rid of them. Cut them off at the neck.
Damn, you little wild there, buddy.
Hey, man. Stern, man. This, listen, bro, this is my life, bro. I don't take this lightly. I don't play with it. When I do this for real. You know what I'm saying? What I'm rapping about is facts. It's real. You know what I'm saying? All I'm doing is telling my story. I'm not making nothing up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't rap about expensive cars.
You just said cutting off next, buddy.
Huh?
You just said cutting off next. I'm watching you.
Yeah,
I got my eyes on. Care what you said.
You
said cut off, man.
You gotta be honest and truthful with yourself, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you'll attract some kind of people.
Yeah. Well, you know, like King Jules said in the beginning, the GSO movement is a movement that's on fire right now, and we've done really reached out to the masses. You know what I mean? I have to take my hat off to him, because he came up with the concept. He's pushing the concept. You know what I mean? He said, bro, sink or, you know what I mean, float or sink. I want to push this on my own. All right. You know what I mean? It's your baby. Go with it. You know what I mean? And I take my hat off to him, because he's venturing in a world that he didn't know if it was gonna work, and it's working.
Yeah,
that's what.
Absolutely.
And the good thing that I'm saying is, it's funny because he's working inside the company. It's funny he's working inside the company to get the movement going. So it's like he's paying his own company to push his own work. Does that make
right.
sense? To push his own project. And
right.
I think it's funny and respectful in the same way because it's his company. But he's paying it to his company to push his own work.
That's how you host
and
do
in a sense,
that's an excellent
right,
thing.
He's subcontracting his own company to do the work that needs to be done. Because as you just said, we got multiple business. And notice I didn't say I said we. We have multiple businesses inside of our circle.
Mm-hmm. True indeed. I'm liking that entrepreneurial spirit. But one thing, all of you guys are very humble. One aspect that y'all didn't really touch base on that I really wanted y'all to, since this is 9/11, is y'all philanthropy. Because y'all also do a lot of things with other people. And I want y'all to touch base on that right now. Like, the entrepreneur spirit, I'm loving it. That's excellent because there's a lot of young people out here and a lot of people that are trying to make things happen. But as far as y'all philanthropy, go into that. I want people to understand how Inner New Circle helps other people also as well.
Broken, you, my mom or broken, touch on that.
I could touch on one part of it for you, which would be mind power. That would be mind power. When we go into the libraries, Dazzo, and we talk to the young people about their vision, finding out what it is that they want to do. And what we did was we partnered with WSFS Bank, and they came out. They taught the youth about saving. They gave them information as well as a bag of giveaways so that they would know how to put a savings account in place. Also, we went to the library. Mick and Jules told their story, and we were able to get donations from ShopRite, and we were able to feed the kids. We were able to go to the bookstore. We partnered with 9th Street Bookstore, the Buckleys. They were awesome. They allowed us to get books from them called Rillionaire so that the kids could see that you don't have to be old to make it. This kid made it when he was 12. He became a self-made millionaire, you feel me? So we were able to give those books to not only the children, but we gave them to the library. And everything I'm saying is documented, and we got pictures. So we were able to go out and do that and to work with our youth because we definitely believe giving back. And I taught for 20 years, so I got to give back. So that's that on mind power.
I'm liking that. I'm definitely liking that. Because that's the three things I always talk about is being an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and also a mentor. So you guys are hitting all three. So that is definitely, definitely commendable, and I want to say congratulations to y'all. And with me, myself, even when I was down Delaware, working with you guys, you know what I'm saying, always going to be part of, you know what I mean, in a new circle. And y'all got to just keep on doing what y'all doing, and I'm definitely proud of you.
You remember, Jazzo, you was there at the library when we was there having our little meetings and setting things up for the kids for Mind Power. And then Baby Boy did the shirts, came up with the logo. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we definitely did that.
That is definitely a blessing. I'm loving it. I'm loving it right here on Jazzo's World International Radio Show. Right now, we're gonna do this. We're gonna take another break, and when we come back, we're gonna have Tuesday, our entertainment queen, and she got some stuff for us. This show is still bananas. But right now, we're gonna take a break,
And since we're talking all international and worldly, we're going to go into KRS-One, Step Into a World. And when we come back, we got the Entertainment Queen Tuesday time.
All of the massive!
Yeah. introduce you, and we're going to talk about your stuff.
We're back. Welcome back to Dazzle's World, an international radio show. I'm your host with the most Dazzle Celebrity Media King, with the Celebrity Media Queen and the Entertainment Queen, all
yeah,
up
yeah.
in his house with the Poetry Queen chilling with us. Yo, we're doing a big thing. For those of us tuning in, we just had the CEO of Inner New Circle on, and he's still here. And we also had the Poetry Queen, which is his mom, and his brother, which is King Jules, one of his business partner, his brother, on here doing big things. We're about to go crazy up in this show. This show was mad bananas up in here. I'm loving it. We got a couple of things we're gonna do real quick. I want to hear something real quick because I don't think Tuesday got to hear it. So, and right after you do this, Jules, Tuesday gonna come on and she got a little secret for us. But Tuesday didn't hear you last time you gave us some live entertainment. So, can you drop something for us real quick?
Yeah, ready.
I was ready yesterday. Come on.
You ready? All right. Super duper fatty. Her booty just so nice. Real hitters like me. Don't ask. We do right. Make her choose life. Hopefully chickens will choose right. For a small slice. Making those spaces a small price. Get the words right. KJ don't stutter with mother words. In other words, this nigga gonna fly like a hummingbird. It's so absurd. The way that I'm kicking the logic at him, I just attack him and throw it big over the head, and throw it back over the head while I try some drinking, laughing, cruising for a boozing while I'm spazzing. No time for gagging. She's sucking and swallowing without my ass, and I'm pistol packing and shooting for the sky without a magnum, a gold medallion in the form of a crown. Fitted king. King is me. No metaphorics, I mean literally. You killing me. All of this talking could have been deceased. Why make me? KING boss, I am the only one.
I hear that. Ah,
woo-hoo.
That was hot.
Yeah, I told him that. If y'all listen to Jazzle's World, Jazzle got a rhyme too. Nah, he did at the door, so if I'd have told him, he'd have been like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to me, 9, 10. He'd be like, where the hell are you from? Like, I'm counting to the kids. You like that, Tuesday?
Yeah, that was dope.
That's what's up. Well, since the fam is on here Tuesday, what do you got that's going to knock us out the box
well,
today?
I'm talking about something that's hot. I got this guy on the line. He's doing big things. So I had to shout him out, you know, caught him in the last minute things, but he's doing some big things and he's hot in these streets. He got a TV show. I want him to talk about it, and I hope everybody tune in, and I got to let him introduce himself. Tell the world who you are.
Okay. What's good, Tuesday? What's popping?
You're on Jazzo's World, by the way. Welcome.
What up, Jazzo? What's popping? What's popping, guys?
What's up, big? What's up, peace? Peace. What's good, bro?
Chillin', man. So I'm Issa Billy. I got a lot of stuff popping, but I'm going to just tell you about the most. So check out the Brooklyn Way web series. I'm a part of that. Check that out. That's definitely dope. It's on YouTube. Out here doing our numbers and stuff. I can curse on the radio here. I'm cool with that, or?
Yeah, you good. All
right, cool.
Yeah. You cool. Right,
so
as long as you don't use too many adjectives. You all right.
Nah. Once in a while, it slips out, though, you know?
So, hey, let it slip out. Like,
joint. I'll make sure I'm careful. So I got this other joint that I'm putting together where I'm putting anyone that's single, anyone that's looking for love, anyone that's tired of the BS, you're tired of these dudes jumping in your DM, all that type of shit. Like, I got this thing called First Date New York. You know, we got a YouTube page. You can subscribe. You can check it out. We got a IG. We got a lot of handsome guys and beautiful women that's a part of it. We just recently closed out our auditions and stuff like that, but it's definitely a good look, you know? It's a good look, so you can definitely check that out. So if you know anyone that's single, or if you got a girlfriend that keep crying to you, or a dude that keep complaining, or you just, you know, don't know how to keep a girlfriend or vice versa, you definitely got a good platform. Everything paid for. We got the whole luxury vehicles. We got the spots. We got the sponsors. Yeah, we got everything, you know?
So, man, that's what I mean. Any single ladies, he's talking to all the ladies anywhere, you will be able to submit for this show, correct? Ace, tell them.
That's a fact. Listen,
able
man.
To submit for the show.
Single ladies, single guy, if you think you're going to be single another month, you can also, you know what I'm saying? You know, if it's a possibility, it's not working out right now, you can put your bid in. You can DM the @firstdateNewYork.
At first,
you know?
it's big, Jazzo. I mean, I see a lot of people promoting it, so I'm so proud of him. I'm telling you, he's doing it out here. Also,
that's
let them
up.
Know where they can find you at. Let them know where they can find you at.
So personal IG page is Ace underscore a Millie. So that's ACE underscore AMILLI. The first date page is @firstdate, all spelled out, New York. Check that out. Check out. Like I said, we got a lot of beautiful ladies, got a lot of handsome gentlemen. That's a part of it. So if you want to see audition videos, you can check it out. Check out their audition videos and stuff like that, and see what they're looking for in a spouse, hopefully a spouse or whatever and stuff. And I would love to see someone, you know, find love, get married and all that. So if someone wants to find love and want to get married, got a beautiful island called Grenada, we'd love to fly them out there and shit.
So listen, we talk
about how about you, Jazza?
Paid for all.
Oh yeah,
people,
I'm liking what I hear there. I mean, I like Tuesday. You gotta tag Tuesday. You gotta tag me with that.
I might have to send Jazza out here.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna send him on a few
look.
Days.
Oh, you put that on my page. Put that on my page. Look, put that on my page. Yeah, I'm gonna send it out.
You said a few dates. You said a few dates Tuesday.
Look. Yeah, put that on my page. I'm going my damn self. Look. I'm going my darn self. I'm going. Look, I'm like, yeah, put it on my page. He gonna be like, hey Jazza, what you doing here? I'm like, I just wanted to see how I look.
I'm like, Jazza put 5 days in Jazza for a
video
out here, bro.
But yo, Ace,
yo, I'm like, yo, you ain't gonna do it for me, do it for the country.
We're going to say, Ace, thank you. We're going to definitely have you on again because we definitely want those, you know, our viewers,
that,
you know, our listeners to be able to tune in and try. You know, anybody
that.
Looking for love, everybody looking
and
for love.
And listen, Susan, I know, Jazz, I know people be shocked because sometimes they'll see me like, yo, what's up with the first day? I'm like, listen, I know the drill. You had to put the little audition video together and stuff like that. And so people be a little shy out there. But listen, a lot of people be on this eHarmony and all this other stuff and the shit don't be working out and they be creeps and all that. But hey, we got a whole compatibility system, too. Is this not we're putting you on a date? We got a compatibility system. And also, when you're on the date, you lose points, though, because I'm like, yo, we're paying for everything. And if the date ain't going right, why continue it? So everyone starts out with 100 points. If you pull out your phone, do some shit that's, you know, not date appropriate, we're taking points. Once your shit
oh,
is,
that's going to be
a little mathematical scale that's with it also. So once it goes below a certain point, then you'll have someone come and kind of, you know, excuse you guys from the table, and that's the end of the date. But if you guys last past
hilarious.
That, then you guys get to the next level of the date. So
I guess we
got
to find some.
Oh, I'm liking that. Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's
so
hot.
Yeah,
I like that.
I can't wait to see this show, though, Jazza. It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
that sounds, yo.
But anyway, Ace,
keep
I
up the good work.
Thank you,
man.
Thanks, bro.
I appreciate
that.
It. And Jazza, I'm about to take it back to you, Jazza. Thank you, Ace.
Yeah, send Jazza on that day.
I will. I got you.
Tell him go on the page and just check it out. Check out.
Tell him your Instagram one more
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely gonna promote it for you. You can go and do it hard.
That's a fact. At First Date New York.
All right. Thank you. At First Date, everybody turn in. If you're looking for love in New York, but all around the world, we're going to come to you. Thank you, Ace.
That definitely sounds like fun because I've always wanted when I've gone on a
date. I heard someone else chiming in there. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's Belinda. I've always wanted
the media queen
to just leave a date in the middle of the date if it's not going right. Yeah, I'm just too kind to.
Oh,
I just
says can't
hurt
the middle of the
feelings.
Date.
So to know that they will stop that date when they see it's going left, that is perfect. I'm loving it.
See. Yeah, I'm thinking for the ladies because, you know, a guy played off all day.
I'm loving it. So I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to promote it. So we'll definitely be checking that out.
That's definitely. Oh, man, I'm loving that. Shoot, my daughter's up. I need some dates. I'm already getting problems. I got enough of them now. Like, what the, but Jesus. We're going crazy. Oh, man, we have some more difficulty because I think that last call, Tuesday, dropped on us. But, What I hear in the background, some spit it out. What are y'all doing? Y'all over there killing people?
My dog.
I heard spit it out.
Y'all, spit it out? I got a phone.
Yeah, you were in and out, but no. When you were going, I heard somebody in the background say spit it out. Like they back there with they what they doing? They in there. It sound like Belinda, but I ain't sure. Which one of y'all over there duct taping people?
No, it is. It's Belinda. No,
did anybody
me.
See the movie It? It was the worst movie recreated. I think it was horrible.
No.
I give it a D.
Nope. I saw it. Loved it.
I gave it a D rating. I'm sorry. From a real critic.
You know what? And that night, the Saturday night, they also had the original version of it on TV.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Of what? It?
Of it, yeah. They had the
what you said, they
version.
Showed the original
wrong,
version?
It was the original
say that again.
Version. It was the original version of it, and it was on at Saturday
it was
night.
Horrible.
I think Saturday. Yeah, and
I'm sorry. The directors, I'm sorry. If you're listening, try again. Nah, it
I
was just
it.
Too much. Oh.
Oh, I loved it.
I'm
I
a critic
every
right now.
Minute of
horrible.
It. And I love
it. I give it a C. You know what? It made me jump once, okay? Just once. All right?
Yeah. Hey Tuesday, you ain't got to lie because you're on the radio. You know you was under the chair.
Really bad, y'all. I fell asleep at the end, and I never fall asleep on a horror movie, so I felt upset because I didn't see the end. And then I heard they killed him. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Just tell the whole darn story. I see.
Spoiled it. That means don't go see it.
I like the clown
was better in this version than in the remake than in the original version of the movie. But no, I thought it was entertaining. I'll just put it like that. It was entertaining.
Oh, was it?
Yes, I love the clown. This clown was really good. I love
no, he was too scary.
For the box office, they didn't hit some money, like King Kang Kang, and King Jewel. Did you see it?
No, man, I ain't see it.
Don't go see it, man. You're gonna
miss it. How about
I didn't get to see it yet. I want to see it because I always thought the original was pretty good, so I wanted to see what. They did to make a twist.
And you know, they stayed to the script, but they didn't.
He looked like a clown, but he was everywhere. What clown you know is everywhere in, like, pictures? Like, I just feel like they did too much. He wasn't, I guess he was a demonic presence, yes.
Yeah,
but it just didn't add up to me.
He was a demon clown.
But it doesn't matter how
watch,
a demon clown,
the
they didn't really, yeah. But you know what's the bad part? I forgot what happened. I can't even remember. I thought they would have showed the old one, rerun, but no, they didn't show it. So you gotta have to go online and look it up. I forgot what happened, y'all.
Yep,
I got a story. Listen, Jazzo, it was somebody scared of a clown. It was somebody scared of a clown, right? So because he was scared of a clown, what I did when I was like 17, I took pictures of it online, and I put it in their bed, and they got over their fears. Like that's.
Now you Dr. Tuesday. Hi, I'm Dr. Tuesday. I'm the clown doctor. And if you scared of clowns, come to my office.
All you gotta do is put the pictures in their bed and let them sleep with the picture and, you know, tape. I took like 10 pictures and put it in this person's bed. And they shivered a little and then they got over it. They wasn't scared anymore.
Look. No, you should have put a real clown in their bed.
I was thinking that, but that would have been like, they probably would have pissed themselves.
That's what I would have did.
I mean, he wasn't a grown man, but he was a young man, and he was scared of clowns. So can you imagine being scared of clowns?
Yeah, you ain't telling us the whole story. Who the hell was it?
Somebody I know, but he was really scared of clowns. He was an ex-boyfriend, but he was scared of clowns. I had to get him out of that fear. Then I would watch the movie.
Well,
I don't know. I've been shot, stabbed, locked on by pit bulls in a shootout. I ain't worrying about no damn clown. I'm like, you don't get the hell out of here. Cut your behind up and feed you to one of my dogs.
I've seen the Chucky doll, y'all. Let me tell y'all a story. If you have an enemy and you don't want to curse them out, you send them that doll. That doll is about 50, 60. You send it over to their address. And you put it in the mark box with no return address. I guarantee you, you'll never get nobody bothering you again. I swear. That's the biggest prank you can ever do to your worst enemy.
Yo, you're going to hell with gasoline girl, bro.
Or just get a make of the Annabelle doll.
Yo,
that's,
you
just
Chucky
somebody
and
you
bride.
Don't like. Just deliver a doll.
You send Chucky
to
and their bride.
You, that person will never do you wrong again.
Be wrong, you ever had a heart attack.
That's all. You better try it. It works.
You are crazy, man. You are crazy. Oh, man.
Hey, that's entertainment, y'all. That's entertainment.
I know that's right. Dick is right. We're gonna take another break, and then we're gonna take another break, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna talk more with the entertainment queen. To let me the queen, the poetry queen, the CEO of Ink Records, and the two up and coming, I ain't gonna say up and coming, but the next star of Delaware, King Jules.
Ow.
Right here on Dazzle World, the international radio show. But we gonna go, since we talk about mama's. And they dang it, so I got something a little crazy. Mama said, knock you out. Because that's what we all doing. We gonna knock you out because we making moves over here at Jazzo as well. All right? When we come back, we're going to get.
And with the local DBC news, Ella Cooje with a triumphant comeback. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Todd, get upstairs and take out that garbage.
Ooh. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Mama said, knock you out. Did you hear Mama?
Oh, no.
God.
No, Mama
get upstairs
said,
and take out that garbage. Because she was going to knock you out. I know that's right. Yo, we're getting to the end of the show, and I want to thank everybody for listening in the Dazzle's World International Radio Show. Right now, before we go, though, I need two things. I'm going to give you contact information for everybody that are just on the show so you can contact them. But since we just had said knock you out, I think it's only right that we got our poetry queen on here and she knock us out with a poem before we go tonight. Mom Crystal, can you bless us with a poem real quick?
Yes. This is something I was thinking about because I've been on CNN, I've been on the Weather Channel all week, and it's called The Hurricane. These hurricanes are just driving me insane. I swear I've never felt so much wind and seen so much rain. It got me to the point where I almost don't take God's name in vain. I'm standing here watching the water come down, and since I can't swim, I just might drown. You see, I'm watching my entire life floating down the road. The weather is so crazy, I can just feel it in my soul. The oceans and the rivers are emptying out, trying my best to, you know, see what this is all about. But I'm looking at what I call a real trip. Tell me what you think of it. Because everybody everywhere wants to help you out, but they're sending you cases and cases of more water, no doubt. You see, remember, this is what you heard me say. I saw my house and my bed look like it was just floating away. But then a splash of water hit my face. It was just a dream. No water, not a trace. So I looked out the window, and it was dry all over the place. This is from Delaware, but we want to bless you all out there.
Yeah, I have it from the poetry queen, Ma Crystal, doing big things. And don't forget, next week, come on here, because we got the poetry corner with the poetry queen, and she got a guest that's going to bless us with it. A poem or two from her church. So y'all got to tune next week. But right now, since we're on here, I'm gonna give a shout out to a couple people. Also California that we didn't give a shout out to. Mary Cohen's the sports queen. She's doing big things with her sports a bit. Shout out to Mary. Also we have Portland, Oregon. Shout out to them, Arizona, Julia in Arizona, Julia Joy. Thank you for supporting Texas. Yo, keep our guys' heads up. Miami, Florida, Cuba, and all down near South America in the islands, Caribbean. Definitely keep our guys' heads up. Shout out to my sister. She just got out of surgery real well. Denise, she's doing big things over here, chilling like a villain. And we're going to keep this going for a minute because we need some contact information for all these stars. King Jules, how can people get in contact with you?
Contact me on Instagram. How you doing? KingJules360. Facebook. Go on the music page. It's King Jules. Twitter is King Jules. And don't forget the show Wednesday down at the Lauren Dover for the Nero and Friends Part 2. It's going down, man.
That's a boy.
Okay, there you go. All right, Mr. Baby Boy, the CEO of Inner New Circle, how can people get in contact with you?
Facebook, Jules Inkware. Instagram, Inkware. Twitter, Inkware, and then we got the Guap Star. Excuse me. We got the Guap Star Ink Boys for the record label. On Twitter, we also have Ink Boys 1 for Twitter. So that's all our social medias, www.internewcircle.com.
Or do you like him?
You can reach us there also.
Okay, there you go. Now, Poetry Queen, how can I get in contact with you?
You can go to my Facebook page, which is Crystal Baynard, B-A-Y-N-A-R-D, or you can go to my business page, which is the Underground Collection, and it's on Facebook, but you type in the Underground Collection. And my Twitter is The Poet Loves, D-A-P-O-E-T, Loves, L-U-V-S. And also, I never got a chance to say hi to Tuesday. I want to say hi to Tuesday on Monday. How about, how are you doing, baby? <Tuesday? laughs> Oh, well.
Y'all, Philly, Entertainment Queen, how can I get in contact with you?
You're at number 2, U-E. If y'all know how to spell Tuesday, I don't know what to say. But anyway, 2-U-E-S-G-A-Y, Daily Life, or Tuesday's Entertainment. That's two different IGs I have. Definitely, you can follow me. I will follow back. Again, the number 2-U-E-S-D-A-Y, D-A-I-L-Y, L-I-S-E. That's Tuesday's Daily Life.
Okay. Now, the Celebrity Media Queen, how can they get in contact with you?
They can go to my website at BelindaTrotterJames.com, or they could just hit me up on my social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at Belinda James or Belinda Trotter James. Either one is good.
Yo, I love how the – did y'all hear how Belinda said it? Didn't she sound real bougie? You can go to my website. You were right. She sounded so professional. I don't even want to be last. I don't even want to be last now. I'm like, damn, that's some boo. She going to be all fly like that. I got to follow her. Dang. Well, you know what I'm going
to
say.
It's a lot to remember because I got a whole lot of different things going on, so I didn't want to mess up. So, yeah, how embarrassing.
No, you know how I use it. Like I say every week, Google me, man, because I got too much social media. Just Google Jazzo Williams, J-A-Z-Z-O Williams. Or you can just do Celebrity Media K, and bam, I come up all over the place. You know what I mean? I'm like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google Plus, YouTube, a bunch of other stuff. So I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in, and all of our international fans and things of that nature, because we did not expect that. Me and Belinda came into this like really. She asked me that I wanted to do a radio show after being interviewed on another radio show that we end up both jumping boats off. And this thing took us like, bam, you know what I mean? This is our 35th show, and we have like maybe 4 to 5 more weeks. It'll be our 1-year anniversary on here, and we didn't had God has blessed us with so many different talents that has been on here, like Beyonce's father's group. Shout out to Cinderella, Freddie Jackson, Andre Mayberry, Hakeem's mom, Mr. Wave, you know what I mean? I used to dance with him back in the day. Oh, remember the movie D Street? Yeah. So we done had a lot of different people on here, and now we done build our own little family. Shout out to the glam queen, Pamela. And also the two new queens, which is the Poetry Queen and the Entertainment Queen, and we can't forget the Promo Queen, Angel. And then this us, period. The media king and the media queen doing big things. So we want to thank you guys for tuning in and everything. And like I say every week, remember to educate, make results, and change lives. Because when you educate somebody, they make better results. When they make better results, they change their lives and the lives around them. So I want y'all to have a blessed week. keep your heads up. Don't forget Wednesday to go check out down Dover, Mr. King Jules right here. And go to his page for all that information. And also check out my page, all you single women and single men. Because Tuesday you're going to leave that on my page, I hope. And y'all can find out how to be you on the show. And find, maybe find y'all a loved one or two. Even get married. You never know. You know what I mean?
New York. Let's do it.
Yeah, because I'm going to be on there my damn self. But y'all ain't hear that from me. Yo, once again, thanks for the show. I love you guys. I'm trying to pull us out with a nice little song or so. But I haven't found nothing. Hold on.
You got Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
Yeah, I like that.
Look at y'all, look.
Me and my girl, we done hooked up already.
Yeah, so many of us.
Look. Y'all hear this?
Hey, what's going on?
What y'all know about that? You wasn't even born yet. What y'all talking about?
Y'all hear our queens on here? Our queens didn't turn to pimps, didn't they? Oh my, you guys. Y'all ain't even hear their voices. They both of their voices sound like, look, it's changed. You ain't got no Marvin Gaye. Did you hear that? They was all family oriented. Yes, you can meet me on, look, you can hit me on Facebook at, as soon as I said, we're going to go out with a song, like, you got a Marvin Gaye. I was like, where the hell that come from? Like, they didn't turn and put their voices on. Yeah, and Marvin Gaye. No, I don't have Marvin Gaye tonight.
That's when you want it down low and you're good to go.
Well, dig this, right? We about to be out here, and I found something because we all blowing up. And this is right here, Mr. Cheeks. I ain't gonna tell you what it is. It's just Mr. Cheek. And that shout out to Kyle Dawson. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kyle Dawson, the former president of Murder Inc. Shout out to my queen family, because he's the manager of Mr. Cheek. So shout out to them. Also, him and Capadonna doing some big things. But right now, we about to go hard right here since we all blowing up and making moves right here on the radio show.
Bink dog. Yeah. One shot. Bink dog. Yeah. One shot. Bink dog. Yeah. One shot. Bink dog. I like this. The remix.
When I come through the door, I'm on the floor. You wanna see my shake, yeah.
Remix.
And when I move it around, you in the corner like that. How she do that there?
Remix.
It's the beat in the meantime. See, I'm a crime. I keep the crowd jumping.
Remix.
It's the haters that hate the game and talking loud. They ain't saying nothing.
Remix.
Mr. Chief Bink Dog, my boy, they put it heavy on the chisel.
Remix.
Rap. High hat, bass line, but rap, rap, bit that.
Remix.
Y'all suckers and busters being fly too, yeah. Too. You better get up.
Turn it around, let me see you something. Go with me, it's a little gonna be fun. I'm talking lights, camera, action. Have me singing out inside of this action. Turn it around, let me see you something. Go with me, it's a little gonna be fun. Hey, I'm talking lights, camera, action.
One, two, one, two. Time for some action. Cameras flashing everywhere, main attraction. React like I'm one of the Jacksons. I guess it's just my name that attracts them.
Remix.
World famous TV. I moved in, I live on TV.
Remix.
And I stay on your radio station, cause I'm placed in heavy rotation.
Remix.
Now let's shake to this. How much noise can you make to this? I like the sound of that. Tell the bartender send another round of that.
Remix.
I don't know where they found you at. Just keep moving around like that. Take it to the ground and back. Oh, she's serious. Now turn around one time. I'm curious. Yeah, this is the remix. Come on now.
Turn it around, let me see something.
I'm that nigga that comes through with the crew, hit the ball, such a road, remix. Yo, I bet when the world get a load of this head, they be like, oh, remix. Yeah, the type of joint that make a nigga wanna take a chick back to the telly kid, remix. So, big things, Mr. Chief, D. Diddy, and Missy Elliott, remix. Yo, I got my bottle of mold, my double shot of Jack, and I play the background, remix. Yo, until I see a something that I'm really wanting, and I go and lay my neck down, remix. Oh, the dance floor back, we on the table and we bounce on the seat too. Now you understand what big size and hot lyrics and beats do. Hey, yo.
If I ain't on the track of Mr. Cheeks and the M to the S.I.E. Spin 16 360
degrees
from Carolina.
Mr. P to P,
take your shirt off, spin it one time for me. Turn how, get your feet on, Venus and the bees. Love those who got love for me. Hold those,
be holding me. Then you down, down, all the way down.
Grind with me, get the bar, look around on me. Get drunk, it's all loose.
Everybody take me back.
P-Bob on the side, Miss Jackson beat.
Damn.
Got a whole club in heat.
Damn.
Shorty, you a Miss Jackson freak. Stick your tongue out.
Hey. Shorty, turn it around, let me see something. Go with me, for real, it's gonna be fun. I'm talking like Kevin Axton. And this nigga down the bar, I bet you that's been. Turn it around, let me see something. Go with me, for real, it's gonna be fun.
Well, there you have it. Another Dazzle World International Radio Show. God bless. Good night.